Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, good night. Sling the Biscuit, episode 48. It's a privilege to be with you as always. My name is Travis. I'll be your podcast co-host for this evening. Joined by and accompanied by our weather reporter, Pat Shea. How are the streets looking out there, Pat?
Yeah, no, down here it's sunny and wet. I don't know what that meant. It's sunny and warm outside here in Old Orchard Beach. Well, it is wet because I'm on the beach. So in Old Orchard Beach, it's sunny and it's wet on the sand. And if you go into the sand, you can start making some real money these days. So let's send it over to sports now.
Hello, I'm here with the sports as always this week. Ever tried building a sandcastle? Coming up next after the break. No, sideline. Have you built a sandcastle in recent memory?
Dude.
My woman and I tried making a sandcastle, kind of like low key, like at the beach this summer. And then it ended up like being her trying to bury me in the sand, and then she realized like you have to dig out a pit big enough to fit my body, and then that was going to be a lot of work. And then she just said, "You know what? Let's just sit and relax and just bake in the sun." I like that way better. It was way easier.
I like that. You know what got me thinking? I've never been able to really make a good sandcastle. It's a difficult task. Like, I've never been good. Have you been good at it? Like when you were a child?
You gotta have the right tools, I think. I think you need like a good, like a shovel, like a Doug Ford size shovel. And then you need like a good couple buckets. You need like a circular bucket. You need like a square bucket or like these different like shapes and stuff. And you gotta have a good balance. Cause I think if the sand is too wet, it just like just everywhere. If it's too dry,
it squirts.
Just fold somewhere in between. I think you have to take drier sand and then put some water in it and kind of like form it around and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
You know what's really skilled is when you take somebody you know, bury them in the sand so their head's just sticking up, and then you build a sand castle on top of them. That is next level.
Oh, so their head is part of the castle.
Yeah, you could have like the head is like the entranceway, and then like the head's like the gate, like, hello, welcome to the sand castle.
Dude, that's funny. It got me thinking as you were talking about your girl in the sand and burying each other in the sand, I think you said, which got me thinking, where's the strangest place that you've, you know, done the deed? I don't want to, I'm being more PG now, you know, I'm not saying words because I got recently demonetized and age restricted on YouTube. We'll talk about that later, but I was talking with my girl the other day and we're like looking at things like 38 questions to ask couples. It popped up on Snapchat. First one was like, where's the like craziest, weirdest place you've done the deed? So I ask you, Travis.
Well, my dad is already turning the podcast off. I can hear it. He's in his. What does my dad drive? He drives a GMC, or is he in a Chevy now? He's in his GMC. He's turning it off right now. He doesn't want to hear this. But, McDonald's? No. The locker room. Hockey locker room.
That's a good spot.
Yeah.
It's a good spot. Time. I definitely have done it there as well. A weird. I've definitely done the deed there as well.
Amtrak, the train?
That's the Amtrak. I have not done it there though. No, I have not done the dirty on the Amtrak train. A spot that I did do it though. Do you know like at a beach? There's a jetty. You know what I mean? I think this is like a universal term, right?
A jetty.
You don't live on like near the ocean though, so you might not. If you're unfamiliar
with the Swedish ocean, not the American ocean.
But like the jetty, like a jetty at the beach. It's like the rocks, you know, where like boats pass through and there's rocks and you can walk out on them.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's like the side of the beach. I'll show you a picture after so you can have a better visual. But look up like a jetty if you don't know what that is at a beach. It's rocks. And I did it on those rocks. Like I went behind at night and like down below. So there was like, it was nighttime, obviously, and thought like, oh, this would be crazy. This would be so fun. Like we're going the jetty. And it wasn't like, cause at the end of the day, it's not comfortable. It's hard. You know, it's not a good spot to do it. It's kind of weird, but, fun, you know, like, thinking back, it's like, okay, that was check it off the bucket list type thing, you know? So, Yeah.
It's probably weird because you're trying to fit it in the blowhole and you accidentally fired one in her ass.
Yeah.
Maybe I shouldn't have said that. You're like, yeah, oh, shit. Come on. Oh, well, let's just go with it. Let's just go with it.
Yeah.
Speaking of firing one in the back door, you want to talk about viewers of the week?
Yes, let's do that.
Okay. So as always, the video version on YouTube, people have been messaging me. I don't know if it's the same for you. Actually, no, it's not because you don't check DMs.
I do.
No. I had 10 people complaining to me this week. Anyway.
Dude, but you should have seen me this week. I checked my DMs, saw that someone was going to be at the game twice, did this twice, but one was in warm-ups, and I went up to them, gave them the knuckies on the windows, I mean the glass, and then tossed the puck over, give a little wink, and that continue your viewer of the week because I'm going to make them a viewer of the week because that's how
okay.
It's so nice I am.
As I was saying, people have been messaging, asking. We prefer you listen on the YouTube video version. If you're at home, you want to just listen, just put it on your iPad, put the YouTube version on, let it roll. We prefer that over the Spotify or the Apple, but we are available everywhere. So no matter where you're listening, in the car, or the stereo, or the AirPods, wherever.
Mm-hmm.
Viewers of the week, you want to be a viewer of the week, you got to send me a message, say, hey, Trav, I want to be a viewer of the week. Here is my justification why. On YouTube, I got Fogey. This guy's an OG day one listener. He's always in the lives. He's in the premieres. He's reigning in from the Alabama Slamma, you know, the state of Alabama, the great state of Alabama. I love Alabama. The air is really thick down there, so I really respect Alabamians or Alabamans, Alabamites. I don't know what they're called, but I love the state of Alabama. Great place. It is. We also have had a shout out to New Zealand. Who is the New Zealand person? I don't know where I put it. Turtle. Turtle is his name.
Turtle.
Watch us from New Zealand.
The master of disguise. Turtle.
So that's my viewers of the week. I think I had one or two more, but I forgot to write it down. I'm terrible with this. Please, if you want to be viewer of the week, you got to hound me sometimes. Like, yeah. Put me down. I apologize.
Hound. I have a viewer of the week this week.
Go ahead.
Well, it's like a double. It's a duo. Caitlin, oh shit, I don't know how to pronounce the last name. Caitlin with a K.
Oh, Friot. I know who you're talking about. Caitlin message. Yep. Anyway, carry on.
Friot.
Yes, God bless her.
So she DM'd that her and her boyfriend drove up from New Hampshire for the games this weekend. We're big fans. We'll be holding a poster that we made. So I saw this after the first game because she had sent it when I had already put my phone away. And I go, oh, crap, you're going to be there tomorrow too? So I went up in warm-ups, and they were holding a sign, and it said Puck or, like, Viewer of the Week. There was a couple of those.
Like, no way. That's
like
awesome.
Viewer of the Week signs, like, asking to be Viewer of the Week. So in the moment, I went with the Puck option, but in the back of my head is like, I'll make them a Viewer of the Week as well, you know, because I'm feeling good. I'm in a feel-good mood. I'm in a feel-good moment, you know? So I toss them a Puck. Said thank you so much for the support. Love the sign, and now they're viewers of the week. Caitlin and her boyfriend Brendan, you guys are the best. We love you.
I could be wrong, and I apologize in advance to Caitlin and your boyfriend Brendan. I think Caitlin, it might have been Caitlin. Somebody messaged me that they wanted to like pick up some merch or something for their boyfriend. It might have been Caitlin. It might have been a different one. I apologize. Anyway, this person did pick up some Trav merch for her boyfriend for Christmas. So that was you, Caitlin. Beautiful. God bless. If it was not, carry on.
That is beautiful. We love awesome. We love all of you.
Speaking of crowds, we had a close to sellout crowd last night.
Really?
Incredible. We usually get like 15 people. We must have had like 100 people in the building last night. It was incredible. I'd never see. Actually, I got a couple stories for you. So do you want to just get into my hockey real quick?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're going to like this one. So won my first game back, which was today's vlog, and we talked about last week's podcast. Second game, won that one as well. We were up 4-0 in the game. We blew a 4-0 lead. We get up 5-4, blew it 5-5, and then we put them away with two empty netters. We won 7-5. We're having me and a couple of the guys were having a shower after the game. And all of a sudden, the water turns off. And like I'm done showering. I'm just, you know, sitting in the shower just having a conversation. The other guys are still shampooing. And we're like, what is going on here? And guys, like some guys can't see because they got shampoo in their hair. And you know, call the equipment guy, like, Stubby, what's going on? They're like, oh, we're cutting the water off. You guys got to get out of here. Let's go. Like, well, we got to wash the shampoo out of her. They're like, no, it's time to go. It's time to go. Like, we're racking up a bill. Let's go. We don't need to be here any longer. So team cut us off the water. And then we played last night, and we felt like a sellout crowd, 100 and change. Electric crowd last night. And yeah, that was that. We won again last night too. So three straight wins for yours truly. And I was telling Pat right before we started recording, I've had just under 120 shots in the last three games.
That's a lot. Was it 3-3? Three games in 8 days, I think.
Oh, yeah, they're not 3-3.
Dude, no, very close. 3-3s are the worst thing on your body ever. As a goalie, you kind of, a lot of times you luck out though. You get the another goalie filters in. If you play like three games, maybe you play two, another one. But dude, it's a lot. Now that you're back in the swing of things too, like, have you noticed that? So you were off the ice for a bit, you know, getting your knee fixed and recovered and whatever.
Make it sound like I went to like a mechanical shop. Like, hey, can you guys fix this for me?
You were getting your knee fixed.
Put me up in the hoist or something.
Tire change, I was like, day one. What am I talking about? Yeah, so you got that, you know, fixed, and now it's fixed.
Yeah.
But when you were off the ice, and then even just practicing, no games or whatever, do you feel like? And I guess it's the equivalent to the summertime too, or spring when you're like off. Do you feel like you're more, like your video stuff. You have less stress. You're more, you're like better at it in a way. Like, you're more creative. You have more time to think. You're not as drained. And then when you get back on the ice and you get in the swing of things, you go to edit or film, and you're so drained that it becomes like harder to do. Have you experienced that? Absolutely.
Well, I think part of it too is like accepting, like in the summertime, like, I don't know about you, like I accept like there's not as much to film and as much to do in the summertime. So I can't make as many videos, as quality of videos. So I just try to think a little bit outside of the box. When I was injured, I skated like 2 times in 6 weeks. So like I have to think outside of the box or just not upload as much, which is kind of what I did. Now that like I'm playing again, like I edited 3 videos yesterday. Like I just, or sorry, 2 days ago, I edited 3 videos all day long. I banged them out. And now I'm just like, I'm drained. Like, I don't want to edit any more videos for a couple more days, because I used all my creative juices to make those 3 videos. They're ready to go. But now I got to make some more videos at some point. So
that's the thing. It's a never ending cycle. Like, because you're in season and you're like, okay, game three is done. Like, I got to get the edits done. Then you're like, fuck, I just wish I could get like a few day rest here. But sure enough, on to the next video. You know,
how far away from the rink do you live, by the way?
27 minutes.
Oh, zip it, princess. I live an hour and 5 minutes away from the rink.
Did I say 27? I'm in an hour and 27. I have it so much harder than you.
No, actually, I meant I live about like a day and 5 minutes away.
My rink is also in Sweden.
I snowshoe to practice.
Too, I just live in America. My rink is in Sweden. I fly 6 hours, 7 hours.
First class.
Every day. Dude, jet lag is a bitch.
I mean, not if you're settling. If you just keep going back and forth, that's true. You never get a desk adjusted.
I sleep on the way. No, that's just my day. I'm up. The flights. No, I sleep on one of the flights. Yeah, for sure. That'd be smart. I'm like really thinking about this as if it's happening. It doesn't happen.
Honestly, that is one thing I'm kind of thankful that I don't have to do like you. Like, I know you fly, and I feel like flying is like, as a large human being, and I'm sorry you can't relate to this because you're vertically challenged.
I'm not vertically challenged.
Can we go with that? Because you're 5'11".
That's not vertically challenged though.
But you're, compared to me, you're vertically challenged.
Compared to you. Maybe you're vertically challenged.
I'm vertically inclined.
No. You ever think about that? You're challenged. You're clumsy. You trip. You trip on the seat. Your knees hit the seat in front of you. This is a challenge for you.
Let's throw this off in the comment section. Viewers on YouTube, on Apple, Spotify. Let us know. Who is the problem here and who is the victim? Is it me when I come into my economy seats because I can't afford a first class seat, and I'm jammed into the seat, and then I got, you know, some 300-pound lady sitting on the aisle seat, and then some dude taking his shoes off, clipping his nails beside me in the middle seat? And I'm, you know, I had that happen one time, and I was like, you know what? I've been flying all day. I'm taking my sweater off so this guy can stink my BO. I'm taking my shoes off. I'm going to clip my nails. Dude, let me get my nail clippers. And I started clipping my nails beside him.
Did you?
Yeah. I said, whatever. He's doing it. I'm going to do it.
Wait, that's hysterical. I can picture you doing that, just like really mad and kicking your Lego. That's disgusting.
There was a lady, too, like on my way to Sweden this year. She was supposed to sit beside me, and like I knew right away looking at her, she was a Karen. And so I'm parked by the window, and she's like, excuse me, you're in my seat. I'm like, lady, window, aisle, who gives a shit? It doesn't matter, you're sitting beside me.
I give a shit, though.
Well, but I'm like, lady, relax. So I get up, I ask her, would you mind holding my one bag, because I got to put my other bag away. And I can tell she's irritated, so I'm purposefully making this a big task. And then she's holding my bag. Oh, can you pass me another bag? Oh, I got to swap some things out of my bag to kind of make some space. She's like, you know what? Take your bag. I'm going to sit somewhere else. And then she walks away. I'm like, yes, I have the whole aisle to myself now. This worked great.
That is the best.
Oh, it was incredible. But my point being was that for you flying, I hate flying because like I'm a big dude. It doesn't like work well for me physically, as opposed to like our bus trips suck. But like at least I can like kind of spread out. And if I'm lucky.
Yeah, you can man spread.
I go right to the back of the bus, and I just, like, I can lay out, like, a nice little bed if I put, like, some backpacks and stuff under me. Like, it's kind of nice.
You a vet?
Honestly, yes.
Vets go to the back. I'm a rookie. Dude, I'm in the front. I'm a bitch.
You know, we, like, the young guys always sit at the front with the coaches and our captain, because our captain is now our coach. So he don't sit at the back of the bus now. He sits at the front. So that's I took his spot, and now because we're on our third coach of the season now.
Yeah, I
told you this, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Consistency is key.
The coaching carousel, yeah. Yeah. So that's what's shaking in Varberg, Sweden.
I'm also not a fan of flying, though, at all. It sucks.
You'll be tight. You'll be tight. That? This is a hot take. If you took the train, just like Amtrak, took the SJ train, that'd be tight.
To take the train?
Yeah. You have all this space. You go fast. It's comfortable. And, you know, everybody just has a good time. You got beverages. You can walk around too. You can go from car to car, as opposed to like,
for sure.
Please put your mask on. Please sit down. There is no getting up during the flight takeoff process. I need to tell you these safety instructions in case we go down into the ocean during this flight.
Yeah, that would be in a way, it could be more time convenient too, because like you got to think of like all the time you have to get to the airport 2.5 hours early, security. Maybe you have a connecting flight. Like, all the process together, it's not just a 2-hour, 3-hour flight. It's a 6-7-hour freaking day here. So if...
This is another thing, too. Like, on the trains, I haven't tried Amtrak, so this might be different. But, like, the security is, like, pre-9/11. Like, I'm not kidding you. If I wanted to walk into, like, a VRL station or SJ station and have, like, an assault rifle on the train... Ooh. Nobody's going to stop me. I wouldn't do that.
Yeah.
But like if I wanted to bring some like dangerous shit, I could do that. No, like there's no security checks. You just, sir, come on in. Like in Sweden, they don't even check tickets. Like literally, like you come on the train, the train gets about halfway through, then they start checking tickets about halfway through. And I've had a couple trips recently where they don't even check tickets. I could have literally got on the train and just rode for free. But I'm an honest man. I paid for my ticket. Yeah, I wish I didn't, because I could have saved like $50, but you know, we're all hustling on here, right?
Yeah, we are. It's the truth.
Speaking of hustling, would you like to do the ad of the week?
Yes. Let's.
Manscaped.com. Manscaped.com is the home of the Lawnmower 4.0. We're all men. I mean, for the most part, with the exception of Caitlin, our viewer of the week, and also what was the lady's name we brought on? I forgot what her name is.
Emma.
God damn it. Emma, there we go. Thank you. Thank you. God bless.
Of course.
With the exception of you two ladies, everybody listening is a man. You need to take care of your nasty, manly body here. So the Manscaped Lawnmower 4 is great. You get 90 minutes of battery life. It's waterproof, wireless charging, all that great stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. That was a quicker one.
Yeah.
I like quick.
But you got to add a couple. You got to add a couple more points.
I was just throwing off. I like quick, which... If you like quick as well, a quick and easy process is using the Lawnmower 4.0. And it's each number that goes up, statistically speaking and historically speaking, becomes better. Everything becomes better with time. And the fact that we're already at a 4.0 on the lawnmower is amazing. It's a quick and easy process. you're just mowing the lawn down there, mowing the lawn nicely. You know, like back in the day, you used to have to, you know, like the lawnmowers that the knives would spin slowly and cut the lawn. And then all of a sudden they had the motor and you're pulling it and pulling it. That we're way past that. We're on to the just press of a button and you're smooth as a baby's bottom. And Valentine's Day just passed. I know we forgot to tell you guys to go get a lawnmower before Valentine's Day. So if you
Easter's
were,
coming up though.
Easter's coming up. Big time. If you were without a Valentine, I apologize. Trav apologizes. We forgot to tell you to get a lawnmower 4.0. It's not too late. It's still February. You can end the month with a bang. Go shave, manscape mm-hmm. up with the lawnmower 4.0 just in time for Easter and go lay your eggs somewhere in someone's basket.
At manscaped.com and use the promo code BISKIT, BIZKIT, 20% off free shipping. Manscaped.com, promo code BISKIT, link in the video description on the video version. Side note though, you know the guys who like I'm a kind of guy who takes pride in like mowing the lawn. Like when I mow the lawn, I do it nice. I do it right. I make sure there's no streaks, and I want to let the neighbors know that I mean business. All right, so Ned across the street.
I can see that you being a lawnmower guy, big mowing guy. Yeah. But when's I'm not the electric kind of guy.
Oh, so living in an apartment. I haven't had the opportunity to mow any lawns in about a year and a half, although I did mow the lawn quite frequently when I lived at my mother's, when I lived at home with my parents. So it's been a little while, but I do love mowing the lawn when I get the chance. I do love the I love the powerful empowerment of firing up the mower. You know, you get your hand in the cord,
right on the front yard. Get nice and sweaty in the summer, shirtless.
Yeah.
Maybe get that man bun rocking, let the neighbors know what's up.
You get like that green grass stain, like the white shoes to let people know you mean business. Yeah.
Sometimes I wear my big Timberland boots and short shorts.
In plus 30.
Yeah.
right in the middle of summer.
Yeah. Right in the middle of summer. And I wave to the neighbors, you know, just walk around. Like pretty much like I'm in a, picture me in like a crop top and like short jean shorts like girls wear, you know, inch fingertip length, of course. I know I follow the rules, the guidelines. And I'm just wearing Tim's, sprawling out there, mowing lawn, raking leaves, blowing leaves too. Man, I miss that. I haven't been able to mow a lawn in a good while because my lawnmower, like obviously I'm not at my rent's house right now, but when I am, the lawnmower broke. So the past whole summer, spring, we had no lawnmower. So instead of buying a new lawnmower, which would have been like pretty fairly reasonable thing to do, we hired a landscaping company, and they're getting all the joys.
I thought you were gonna say your dad got like a weed whacker and he just started weed whacking everything.
No,
I love weed whackers.
Whacking weeds. Weed whackers are cool. Weed whackers are cool.
I love seeing the dads that like, and I think my dad is 100% one of these guys. My dad's gonna like listen to this, he's just be like, I'm not one of those guys. Yes, Dad, you are. But like weed whackers are designed for like hitting weeds and like the edges of your yard against like the fence that you can't quite hit with the lawnmower. But then you get some of these dudes that are like, you know what? The lawnmower is out of gas. It's just maybe it's not working and maybe I can't kickstart it. I'm gonna do the whole yard with a weed whacker. And there's grass trimmings everywhere.
Duh, that's a process and a half. You just gotta love the game to do that.
Oh. The game, or you love the game. The game does not love you back.
No, it doesn't.
Someone left a comment last week, and I think this for me as well is one of like my favorite things about like doing this podcast. It's like something different from YouTube, but like we have so much range. Like we can talk about like having like NHL draft picks and prospects in the show, like legit, like have a serious conversation. Then, you know, next minute we're talking about, you know, Pat's old ladies, you know, bags of milk, and we're talking about mowing the grass with a weed whacker.
That's the beauty of ADHD.
Yes.
And ADD.
And a little bit of depression.
Yeah.
And maybe my bipolar as well. Yeah. We got a lot of things going for us here on this podcasting program, which is bad for us and for my lifespan, good for your viewing pleasure. And we're happy to be with you here every Thursday as we always do.
Yeah, but we're switching to Sundays.
Oh, yes. My bad. You know what? Yeah. You know, we'll do that. Pat and I were talking. I guess this is one thing worth mentioning is that because like I do the editing for the podcast, it's kind of tough when like we usually record on a Monday and then we try to bang it out for Thursday and for like exporting, because the whole podcast and video format's like a whole like master file, so it's like a 300 gigabyte file. It takes about like a day to like edit it, render it, yeah, export it, upload it. So it's kind of a tight time window, so we're thinking we'll do Sundays instead moving forward. Just because, yeah, like,
been rolling 4K exports, eh?
It's my own ego. I want to have the greatest, crispiest podcast on the planet. Like I see some of these other podcasts that like they do like Skype video calls, and I'm like, you know what?
It's garbage.
I'm doing my Canon 90D, Pat's Panasonic G6, whatever camera. We're doing a legit podcast in 4K every week. I don't care what anybody says. But like with the rescheduling of like my games especially, like, and then Pat's also busy as well with the same kind of schedule. Like, I don't have really enough time to kind of get it done in that short period of time. So I think we're going to move to like a Sunday upload schedule moving forward here. So it
makes sense to me.
If you have a complaint, leave in the comment section below. Also, the Thursday upload is kind of interfering with like my vlog upload on Thursday too. So maybe we'll do that. We'll do a podcast Sunday. I upload a video Monday, Thursday. Pat uploads whenever he feels like. And then, yeah, Sunday is God's day. So while you're, you know, having your God's day, listen to Sling the Biscuit, because that, yeah, that makes sense.
When you're watching some football. No, football's over. Damn it. I forgot to watch again.
What else is on? Hockey's on. Yeah,
I
guess so.
Yo, speaking of hockey being on, did you see the video of the dude sucker punching the ref?
Oh, my goodness gracious me.
Play a clip for the viewer, the like visual viewer, if you guys haven't seen it. Here's the clip now. But wow.
Have you seen the clip that came out of Sweden about a month ago of something similar or no?
No.
So there is a clip of some kid on the bench squirted water at the defenseman.
Yeah.
And so the defenseman literally two-handed this kid right in the face, and he like split his face from like here across, like half of his face was hanging off. Jersey covered. It was disgusting.
That is gross.
And I think he only got a 1-year suspension. That was it. And then the USPHL kid that we were just talking about got a lifetime ban from the
USPHL. I was going to ask, I didn't see the outcome of it, but my first reaction was, wow, what a punch. Like,
yeah.
I know it's not okay, and I'm not condoning it in any way, but that was like, that guy knew what a punch. Like, he torqued it, like, followed through and smoked that guy. Like, that was a heavy shot. Sucker punch, too. And holy shit, did the ref go down hard? But credit to him, because he hopped right back up and he was ready to go. He's like, is that all you got? Did you kind of see how he kind of did that?
I did.
Like, that's all you got, buddy? I'm like, wow, this guy's a nail gun. He's been there before. He's taken a punch.
You know in Bad Grandpa with Johnny Knoxville, when he's like sitting on the bed and the bed starts like folding in half and like coming back and forth like that? That was kind of like he folds.
He did.
I'm ready. Folds. Yeah. I'm ready. You know, give me some more.
He did fold for a sec there and went down. His head snapped back. It was ugly looking. And I out of context at first when I first saw the clip, because they didn't show like the beginning. They just showed him tossing and punching. I was like, what is happening here? So if you see the full video clip, the kid, all that happens is the kid's skating up the ice and the ref gets in the way and he skates into the ref, which, one, of course, that's aggravating. You're like going on a rush, of course, it's aggravating. But this kid stops and just shoves the ref, like gets pissed at him and starts like, oh, it's a good idea. Let me shove the ref. They exchange words, whatever. He throws him out and just boom, sucker punch. So I'm like, okay, you know what? This isn't good for this kid is in the wrong here. There's no way of like, there's people defending him. Have you seen?
I've seen a lot. I think just like, I think to myself as I'm getting older, and like maybe you think this way as well. Like, I mean, we're getting to the point where like at some point, you know, you're gonna make a mistake. Maybe one squeaks out past first base, and like you got to have a kid. Like, I don't want my kid playing hockey. Like I really don't. Like the crazy parents, like shit like this. Like, honestly, I want my kid to do like MMA, like mixed martial arts. It's cheap. There's no like $10,000 a year for like goalie pads and sticks. You don't have these like. Like, I think the worst part about hockey parents is, like, these parents spend, like in Winnipeg for, like, travel AAA right now, I'm told, is, like, $10,000 a year. The equipment alone is, like, let's just say $5,000 a year. Your training is $20,000. So you have these parents that have crazy amounts of dough to spend. The parents are entitled. The kids are entitled. Like, I don't want to deal with that. Like, I can't deal with that because I'd probably end up fighting somebody, and I don't want to fight nobody. So, you know, instead of me doing the fighting, I'll put my kid in the mixed martial arts and have him do it for me.
Yeah, I'm cracking up as you're like, I don't know if I want to. Like, these parents are crazy. Like, people are punching refs. I think I want my kid to do MMA instead. I want him to fight instead of doing this crazy thing. You just get head trauma all the time. Just brain damage instead of hockey. Maybe like a less extreme sport. Like golf. That's what I thought you were going to say. Like, I want my kid to play golf. Nice and peaceful. No.
Because, see, if a parent challenges me and, like, you know, we want to scrap it, like, you know what? I'll get my son to kick your ass. Well, and he'll be like, I'll get my son to kick your ass. Like,
you know what?
Well, our sons can just fight.
You know what? Hockey games, like, the parents yell, like, hey, you, buddy, you know, you come over here. You don't come over this side of the stands. You know what it's like in golf? They whisper quiet. To each other. Yeah. Like, hey, I'll beat you up. You better be quiet. That was a nice putt. If I hear one more word out of you, I'm going to come over there and punch you in the face. Hey, look at me when I talk. Look at me when
I know where you live. You. I know exactly where you live.
Look at me.
I'll find you in the parking lot.
You're lucky. Hold on. He's in his backswing. Hold on. As I was saying before, you're lucky we're on the golf course. That's how it goes. It's like you seen The Other Guys and they get in a fight at the funeral.
I haven't seen that, no.
You haven't seen that movie? The Other Guys with Will Ferrell, Mark Wahlberg?
No, I have. Yeah. Sorry, I have.
That's then, a good movie. Like The Rock and the other big guy, I forget who it was, Samuel Jackson. They die and they have like a funeral and they're trying to fight over who's the next big dog. And they fight at the funeral and they're like whispering. They're like, hey, come on. All right, go, tap out. He's like, next time, me, you, library. It's fucking comical. Oh, good stuff.
Where are we going with that? I don't know what just happened there.
I have no idea. Oh, you didn't want your kid playing hockey. Right. Okay. Let's get back on track there.
I will be the last person in my family bloodline to play hockey. I guarantee you that.
You know, I've thought about this too in a way because, well, like, I look back and I'm like, okay, hockey, like, has done, it's like done a lot of good for me. Obviously, like, you learn a lot through experience, team sport. You learn, like, how to get through, like, adversity, highs and lows of life. Kind of, you learn that through, like, the sport. Friends, like, I'm trying to think, like, obviously free school. Like, I got to go play college hockey. I got free school. Like, there's benefits of it in my life. But at the same time, I think I'm like, there also is a lot of negative that comes with it, and it's like, do I like, and then you kind of get stuck in a box too, you know, you're a hockey player.
Yeah,
it's a very tough one to, which we've talked about before, to like kind of branch out of. It's like, I don't know, I don't know if I want like my, if I like have a kid, to feel the pressure to be like the hockey player. I'm like, I might just let him or her do whatever the hell they want. If they are like, oh yeah, hockey looks cool. But I feel like I'm not gonna force my kid to like play hockey. I've thought about that.
I don't know, like my dad kind of, like, I don't want to say my dad forced him, but dad's like, hey, like, we're gonna go skate and teach you how to skate, right. See how you like it, and that kind of worked well. I don't even know if I want to do that. Like mm-hmm. I would like hockey to be a thing where like my kid wants to do it, and like, you know what I mean. But even then, like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just getting old. I sound like such an old man here at 25, and like, I don't want my kid to play hockey because the parents are nuts. But like, I just think, like, I feel like what I endured, like growing up through hockey, was like kind of up there. But now, like, as at 25, I see what's going on today, and I'm like, no, that was not, like, I don't know how me, my mom, my dad would have endured what's going on today. As like, world's nutty, man.
It is.
Actually, on a little bit of a, do you want to make one finish note before we transition there?
Yeah, I was going to, and then I kind of drew a blank.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, kind of my own personal hot take, but I think Sweden, well, some spots in Europe, Scandinavia specifically, but like Sweden, I think, is the place to be moving forward. Now, Pat has said we don't want to talk about politics in the show because we don't want to polarize people. And that's fair. Everybody's got their own personal opinion. You know, I had a couple people message me this week about their political opinions. Try to be nice, hear everybody out. I don't know how to get this message across without being political, but like I'd like to move to Sweden on a full-time basis at some point in my life, in the future. I think it goes without saying, like, I want to play in Sweden again next year. Like, I don't really want to spend much time in Canada, even the States to an extent. I think Sweden's the place to be. I was telling my woman a couple weeks ago, I was like, you know what? I should just find a Swedish girl for the time being. You're going to be okay with it. I'm going to get my Swedish citizenship, and then I'll bring you on over, and then we can start things up over here. You know what I mean? Because you start a for family. Me, well, something. Because like as me, as like an individual, it's kind of a process. I think it takes about 4 to 5 years for me to actually get like residence here. Mm-hmm. And like I don't, with the way Canada and the world's going, I don't know if I have 4 to 5 years. Like, I need that shit you today. Know, I need to become a Swede today.
I was thinking about that when I was in Canada last week, how it's so restricted still. And I'm sitting here and I'm like, man, this is just kind of like the world we live in. And then I thought, I was like, not really. Like back in America, it's a little more loose. It's like, at least you can, I don't know. There's a little, although they just added like in a lot of stores here, like the mask mandate again, which they didn't have for a while, but it's like, damn, this is kind of like the world. And, but Canada specifically, it's like, it's way, way more strict there. Like you can't go to the bar in Canada and just socialize. And it's like, damn, I miss kind of, like I would miss socializing if I lived in Canada, you know? So it's like, I don't blame you if you don't, if you don't go back to the can.
I feel like people are programmed like to live life a certain way. Like naturally people want like socialization, like me and you talking right now, like that's something people crave, like preferably in person, not over or the phone or Skype, or whatever, but like this works too. People want to go out and do stuff. People don't want to be told what to do in the way of like showing your papers or else. Mm-hmm. And just with the way Canada is, like, and again, everybody listening to the podcast is entitled to their own political beliefs. We don't discriminate here. Whether you see things left, you see things right, we got nothing but love for you because we all love hockey. That's what we're here for at the end of the day. But it's scary as a Canadian citizen seeing the government freeze bank accounts. You can't use your money if you see things a certain way. Beating up old ladies, you know, running over the elderly with horses, like military riot horses. And, oh, dude, like some of the shit I saw over video in the last week, like it really upset me, man. Like, and I don't get upset at that kind of stuff easily. Like, Canada's a scary, scary place right now. Like, very, very scary. Like, I'm so happy I don't have a vehicle in Canada. I don't own, like, an apartment or anything. Like, I'm just me and my suitcase and my laptop here in beautiful Scandinavia, Sweden.
So, are you thinking of permanently staying in Sweden, like, post-hockey?
I mean, the world works in such weird ways. Like I never would have told you this 3 years ago. I would have said, you know, Canada's the place to be. I want to live in Canada, you know, forever. But like now, I'm at the point where I'm looking at the world's perspectives of like different countries, different places, and I'm like, well, what do I want in life? I want to live freely. Check. Sweden has that. I want to live in a place where I'm happy. Check. I got that. And then also just like on a cultural level, because I've been kind of brainstorming the last couple of weeks of like, I want to do a Canada versus Sweden, like 2 years living here video before I leave. And like the culture in Sweden is so much better than anything in North America, I find. And like people are so much more laid back. Like nobody's up on your business like they are in Canada or the US. Not everybody's bothering you. Like people aren't pretending to care, you know what I mean? Like at the grocery store in Canada or the US, oh, hey, how's your day going? Blah, blah, blah. You know, you have some random BS banter that really doesn't mean anything. Here in Sweden, like when you talk to somebody, it means something.
You think? That's like
I find, because when I try to small talk people, they just ignore me and keep walking away. Like the first month I was here last year, I tell the grocery clerk when they're scanning my groceries, hey, how's your day going? And they look down at the groceries, look up at me, and look back down at the groceries and just keep going. They'd ignore me. And like there was this one lady, I'd ask her every single time, you know, probably for like a good 3 weeks straight. And then she finally looks up at me, looks down, and then she says, why do you care? I was like, I was just trying to be nice. I was trying to see how your day was going. If there's any problem, she's like, you don't care. Don't ask.
Where was
this? I never shopped there again. I went to a different store.
Where was this? Sweden?
This is at a place. Yeah, in Sweden. This is at a, it's like a mom and pop grocery store. It's called the Pulse.
What the hell?
Yeah.
What if, I always think it's funny, like, what if you, like, someone says to you, like, in casual and passing like that, they're like, hey, how you doing? Like, hey, how's your day going? You just stop, you're like, it's going really bad. Like, you know? And then you just start opening up to them about, like, you know, I've been really struggling with anxiety lately, and, you know, my dog has the flu, and he's been throwing up all over the house. And
been like, shitting all over the kitchen floor, too.
Everywhere, and, like, I was cleaning it up the other day, and I fell in it, and I just...
Nose first. No. Oh!
Man. Now I haven't been able to smell or taste for the last 6 months. And it's like the guy's just standing there like, what the fuck did I get into? You know, but what if you really genuinely cared? Like, so every time you said, hey, how's your day going? You stopped and like had to really find out how someone is doing. Everyone was just brutally honest with each other. So when you say it, even they're just like, "Oh, damn! Like, I really don't give a shit because I don't know you, you know." Like, I hope you fall in dog shit again. Like, that sounds awesome.
All I can think of is dog shit on my kitchen floor now. What was I gonna say? Oh yeah, food too. Wise, like I find like the food standards and like just the food in general is so much nicer here. Like pastries, for example, like pastries, desserts, everything in the US a lot and Canada too is just like excessive amounts of like sugar, fat, all this kind of stuff. In Sweden it's light, like there's not a lot of sugar because sugar is so expensive here. People use it a little bit more sparingly than you would in North America, where it's cheap. I just love the lifestyle. I love that I don't need a car to go anywhere. Like if I want, I could drive, but I can take the bus, I can take the train. It's cheap, it's fun. There's always stuff to do. Like I like the culture too. In the sense of, I've told Pat this, I think the culture in Sweden is about 10 years behind, maybe 15 years behind North America, in the sense of like, you know, and now I'm not saying people are racist and discriminatory here, but like there's not this like, if you do one little thing, everybody's looking for a reason to call you a racist, to call you misogynist and whatnot, and they want to cancel you, they want to come after your job, they want to come after your family, like, people will call you out and say, you know, maybe you shouldn't have done that. And everybody just goes on about their day. Like, it's a behind culture. And I love that.
You're saying behind, but maybe that's forward. Maybe that's forward thinking.
It feels like that kind of mentality was so long ago, it was behind.
Well, I think what you're saying is that, like, if you make a mistake, you're not going to get canceled for it. Like, you know, you're allowed to make mistakes. You get told, like, you fucked up, like, figure it out. And you go and fix it, and you can change or whatever. It seems like they're more open to that, is what you're saying. Like, yeah, you're allowed to make mistakes because you can change. Seems like
it's, you can make mistakes, and it's not the end of the world, and people are a little bit more accepting of it. But like, you still have to be held accountable to an extent. Yeah. But you're not making a mistake. Yeah, you're not making a mistake, and people are coming after your job and all that kind of stuff. Like in North America.
Yeah, you're not allowed to make mistakes here anymore.
No,
that can't happen. I don't know. I kind of view that as like probably forward thinking. That's like they're almost ahead there, but not that like we'll get there, but it seems like the way to go about it.
Well, and a big thing in Sweden too is, I can't remember the term, that they have a terminology that like Swedish people live by, and it's basically like, you don't brag about your successes. You don't tell anybody about your successes. You just let them be. So everybody, that's why nobody small talks to each other, because they're not bragging about stuff. You're just going about life, which I think makes people a little more humble in a sense. And yes. I mean, you're going to have entitled people no matter where you go, but just like, I like that mentality a lot more. And the reason I say it's behind thinking is because people dress like it's 2005, where people got like baggy jeans. They have, they got all kinds of crazy little outfits. And I see the outfits and I say, you know what? Everything here is 10 years behind. I like that. We'll go with that instead.
That is true. I mean, it's not a bad thing the way you're describing it.
Yes, the culture is nice. I really do like it over here. Although the taxes and the gas prices gotta go. Like we talked about this before. $3.25 Canadian a liter right now. It went up last time. It was about $3.05. I think it's actually closer to $3.30 a liter, which is both $9.50 US a gallon for gas here.
Jeez, that's brutal. I did hear that. Like my European teammates in college would tell me how expensive gas is in Europe, and probably more right now.
From what I'm told, Norway is a little bit more expensive. Denmark is cheaper. Finland is cheaper as well. So I might have to go to Denmark and get gas and come back. Actually, we were talking about this in the locker room the other day. The play might be, you drive to practice. So I drive my 115 kilometers to practice, and then you push all the way back. So you cut the gas price in half. So gas then goes from $3.25 to $1.70. So we're still saving some money. We're about Vancouver gas prices then.
Well, I don't know. Do you think it's going down?
What, like, gas prices?
Yeah, because it's getting extreme. I hope it goes down soon.
I remember when apparently we're going to talk economics now, but I remember at the beginning of March 2020, gas prices in Winnipeg were 55 cents. Yeah. We talked about this, filling my apartment with jerry cans full of gas. I should have done it. Dude, I should have done that.
You were on to something when you said that.
I told a couple people and they forward. You know, you thought I was joking. I told a couple friends at the time. They thought I was nuts. They're like, Trav,
no, that's
gas
smart.
Is going to go back up to 90 cents. It'll be, now it's $1.40 in Winnipeg. I would be laughing if I had 60 cans of jerry gas, of regular gas, sitting in an apartment or in a shed somewhere in Winnipeg.
Yeah,
but I don't even own a vehicle now. Damn. I just got my bike.
Your life plan of like moving to Sweden, I have a different view of like how
yes, what do you
like my
what do you want to do with your life and your woman and her beautiful bags of milk?
We're gonna store them. Not necessarily that, but I'm a big fan of, I've said before, I don't know if I've said on the podcast, but the artist Mike, formerly known Mike Studd, Mike. So his last, when you know, the world shut down in 2020, he decided, I'm moving out of LA, and me and my friends, his closest friends, or like four of them, are going to travel the world. He has obviously the freedom because he's an artist. He can essentially live wherever he wants. He has a home studio. So he takes it on the road. He spends 1 month or 2 months in Montana in an Airbnb. And then he's like, all right, we're done with this place. Let's go to Arizona. Boom. Like, oh, wait, you know what? We're going to Nashville. So he's spending like 2 months all over the world, just all over the country. Boom, boom. Florida, Texas, just keeps going. And then I'm like, man, that sounds like a really cool, like, if you get to the point where you have that much freedom and you can just, because if, like, essentially that's our goal, right? To be able to have that freedom, like, financially and creatively, where, say, it's like we're doing a podcast and that's our job, we can do it from anywhere. It's like, that'd be really cool to just be able to grab a few close friends and just live, dabble everywhere for a few months, see what's cool, live the world. Like, that's what I want to do. At least when I'm, you know, somewhat young, like 30, maybe in late 20s, like before I'm old and wintered, you know.
Well, I feel like you're attracted to the mentality because, and I don't mean this in a negative way, like, you've always been like around home. Like, you played high school in the area, you played NCAA in the area, you played in the coast, in that, like, in your like little I guess pocket of the East Coast US.
Yeah.
As opposed to, like, no, and granted, I'm a little bit of a journeyman, right? You know, I kind of go where the opportunities are because I don't really have a lot of opportunities to choose from. But, like, you know, I've played on the West Coast of Canada, I've played in Ontario, I've dabbled a little bit in the States, I've gone to Sweden, I've had, you know, all of these kind of little endeavors and opportunities. Like, I'm living that, and it's just as awesome as you think it is. It's incredible. It's a little bit scary at times, but it's awesome. Yeah.
But, like, you're, yes, and you have more so than me. You've traveled more. And it's like, but you're kind of stuck in Sweden in this specific spot until the end of the season. You know what I mean? Like, where, what I'm saying is, like, oh, I'm, you know, I'm done with this place. Next month, we're going here. We're going to Norway. You know what I mean?
Have you checked my elite prospects? I've basically done that for the last 5 years.
I know, but it's like, that sounds like a, like, cooler living. You're saying, like, from your experience, you're like, yeah, it is awesome. I've dabbled, like, lightly in the last, like, year, where I was like, okay, like, we're gonna go visit and go on, like, trips, and I've gone to, like, Minnesota, I've gone to Michigan, Vegas, like, Jacksonville and Florida, and just, like, different spots. I'm like, this is a lot of fun to do. I wish we could just pop here for a month, pop there for a month, and just, like, really live it up. So that's one of my goals with this whole thing.
I think that whenever your time in the East Coast or the American League, and maybe let's say, like, you get an opportunity in the show, whenever that North American time does come to an end, and if you do decide you want to go to Europe, I think you're going to really, really see that perspective and be like, holy, like, dude, I should have came over here sooner, because they treat everybody so much better over here. Just, like, life-wise, hockey-wise, everything over here. I don't know. It's just, I think I really do think Europe is the place to be. Sound off in the comment section. Do you think Patch should go play in the Indian Super League next year in Delhi? Do you think that, you know, I should go to the Fed as a water boy? What do you think? You know, we'd love to hear your opinions on our future career endeavors. And maybe you could be our agent. I don't know.
Absolutely. Let us know.
But one thing that we would like to be for you is your favorite podcast, Slinging the Biscuit. New episodes every Sunday. Now, do we have a time we're going to do on Sunday? We're going to do 8 a.m.?
Is that early for Sunday?
We could do it at 10 a.m.
Should we do 10? Let them wake up a little bit.
Yeah, or we could do 11 because 11 on Sunday is 5 p.m. my time. I might be playing on Sundays. Actually, you know what? You're going to have to take over the premieres and get out of bed to do these. You got to cover for me. You have to come in. We need the big guns.
You can set the premiere.
Okay. So Sunday, 11 a.m., that's the new time, Eastern?
Yeah.
Okay, listen, folks. I'm going to give you a new outro. It's different from yours weeks past. Slinging the Biscuit, a new episode every Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. in Winnipeg, 9 a.m. in Calgary, 8 a.m. if you're in Vancouver, if you're in Los Angeles, San Francisco. Also, 5 p.m. in Sweden, 4 p.m. in the UK, 6 p.m. in Finland, 1 a.m. in China. If you're in China, you got to get your ass up. You got to listen to the podcast. New Zealand, 2 p.m. or 2 a.m. India. India is 5 hours ahead. If you're in India, 10 p.m. Listen to the podcast right before you go to bed. We'd love to be there with you. We'd love to have you here with us every Sunday. Slinging the Biscuit. Hosted by me. Hosted by Patche. Have you seen how good looking he is? Listen to the video version. Patche, take us home.
Stop. You're so kind. Yeah, no, I love it. I love me too. Thank you. Self love. Also, see you guys Sundays now on God's Day. So I will not be swearing anymore on the podcast. One, because it's God's Day, and two, because I got a taste of demonetization, and it is a dark look. It's a dark, dark look. So see you guys on Sunday. Stay blessed. I love you.
And my dad was on you. Also, before I forget, Sling the Biscuit mugs. That's a thing we're going to come up with in the spring, hopefully.
Yes, yes. Sling the Biscuit mugs, coffee mugs.
Yes, we've been told people want mugs for your desk at home, whatnot. So in the springtime, we're going to do mugs. My face, yes. Patche's face. We're going to do new album artwork for the podcast coming in the
Tell
spring.
Tell us what else you want.
Yes. And we will see you next Sunday.
See you then.